Yes, it was a great book. Greater is a Broadway stage hit, and even more gorgeous, glittering, and hilarious on the screen. With Marilyn Monroe as Lorelei Lee, the world's most fabulous gold-digging blonde.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
Ooh, roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a bitter sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
See how clever we are?
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Chris in Dallas, Texas, and joining me...
is Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada. Chris is trying to seduce the lady listeners tonight.
Hello.
And this is episode 61. This is our blonde episode.
Yeah.
Ladies.
This one is for the ladies.
Hey, ladies.
This one is for the ladies.
For all your questions and queries, email backwash at vehiclespodcast.com.
So for our fermentation conversation this week, we are trying the Shiner Blonde from Shiner Brewing in Texas.
Sponsor.
Then we're going to move into some hop topics,
yeah.
Maybe, if we have any. I know we had one, but it's like...
We'll see.
Then... For our tasting flight, Mike, what are you trying?
I'm going to try Manchester Brewing Company's Censored Imperial Blonde.
Ooh, censored.
From Manchester Toby, Brewing Company.
I'm doing Mission Brewery's Blonde.
Sweet. And I am trying the Fireman's Number 4 from Real Ale Brewing.
Ooh.
Should be interesting.
A blonde fireman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's nice.
We appeal to all... Never mind. then we move into the tweet of the week. We got a little bit of backwash and then into our last call. You guys ready to drink?
Yeah, let's drink.
Let's do this.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty. Now for our fermentation blonde conversation this week.
Our blonde ambition.
He's still
tour.
Smooth, ladies.
We're going to be drinking the Shiner Blonde.
100 years of Shiner.
100 years of Shiner. This is from Spotzel Brewery.
Spotzel.
Better known as Shiner.
Spotzel.
Out of Shiner, Texas. Their website is www.shiner.com. It's S-H-I-N-E-R.com.
They took the blonde off the label.
Yeah, there used to be a blonde on there.
Was there?
Yeah, like swinging on a swing or something.
Yeah, it looked like one of those.
Yeah, I remember that.
The chicks from the World
it's
War
like,
II
hey, wait a second.
Airplanes.
Damn.
It took my chick away.
Bastards. They call this style an American Pale Lager. So I don't know about you guys for your beers tonight, but my other one's actually a blonde ale. That's what it's classified
really?
As. So, yeah.
Yeah, mine's an Imperial Blonde.
Oh, your tasting flight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mine's a Kolsch.
So this one has a whopping 4.4% ABV.
Whoa.
Nice.
And 13 IBUs.
Super session.
An interesting note about this beer is their IBUs actually match their rate beer score.
Whoa.
So nice. 13.
So their IBUs are C? Oh, you mean rate beer.
Yeah, rate beer. And their beer advocate score is a C from the users and also a C from the Allstrom Brothers. So nobody really happy with this beer. Obviously, rate beer much harsher than beer advocate, which isn't surprising. It's a lager, so what do you expect?
That's
crazy
little.
Because last week we had such an awesome show with some awesome beers, and then this week not looking so good so far.
Damn good. So, but hey, let's give it the benefit of the doubt and let's
talk
crack
about
it.
All right, talk about your prejudging.
Yeah, seriously. Sorry. Who cares about Rate Beer and Ulster Brothers?
Don't,
right?
Don't judge your beer by Rate Beer.
Twisty.
Ooh, don't pour it in my water glass.
It's like
You could pour it in the water glass because I don't think you'd know much difference.
Oh,
because it's fairly clear.
Wow, Spotsle just got it's hit with a beer coaster diss.
Dang, big time. Haven't even smelled it yet.
Oh, well, no, I'm talking strictly about the color. I mean, this is the definition of a fizzy yellow beer.
Oh, yes, it is.
There are lots of bubbles coming up.
I can you see can my see face.
You can see right through this beer. It's very light in color. I wasn't exaggerating when I said it's borderline water.
I got some decent head. It's nice, real frothy white head.
Yeah, I had. Wow, you got a lot more than I got.
Yeah, it's sticking around too.
I got about a half a finger.
I have a
very
film.
Carbonated.
Yeah, it's very carbonated. Lots of carbonation going on.
Smells like a beer.
It does. It smells like a
very
lager.
Very sweet grain, like a sweet.
Yeah.
And yeah, we get some of that metallic-y, lager-y-ness.
There's a little bit of hop floral notes in there.
Just pick up any kind of soapiness.
No, because we rinse our glasses.
Oh, right. Picking up sanitation, some borax.
Sanitation.
Yeah.
It's a pretty standard lager aroma.
Let's take a sip.
All right. Good idea.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It doesn't
very
have
crisp.
Less metallic-iness than I was expecting. Is that what you're saying, Chris?
No.
It doesn't have that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised because it's what I was expecting to taste in the first sip, and I didn't get it. And that's always pleasant for me.
Yeah. It's got an interesting malt sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Very, I gotta be honest. This is not a horrible beer.
What's that? It kind of has that tingling, numbing feeling on the tongue. I don't know if it's just because this is really cold. I didn't bother to let it warm up at all, which you shouldn't with lagers typically.
No, this is a beer you want to drink cold.
I took this straight out of the fridge and pretty much, you know.
But it does have this nice kind of dryness. Goes down really smooth, but it does kind of fill you up, you know, I guess with all that carbonation really.
Yep.
I'm smelling some of those cereal grains that you've talked about before, Toby, too.
Yeah. The,
very kind of sweet, graininess. Graininess? Is that a new beer coaster trademark?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, see, I've been wanting to do a lager show. We've done Pilsners, which are, you know, pretty close to lagers. So I thought, just do a lager show because I know that we've just been... You know, we've been, what we're used to in this country when it comes to lagers is not good. So I know there's some craft brewers out there that can use quality ingredients and not use horrible adjuncts to, you know,
kind of thin things out,
lighten them up even more, you know,
more for their dollar.
You know what? And you can taste that in this. You can taste that they've actually used real ingredients because you don't get that artificial flavor that you'll get from a lot of the larger companies. I gotta be honest, as far as lagers go, this is a better than average lager.
Yeah,
I mean everything is clean about it. You know, it's kind of clean and crisp, and I mean there's some, like I said, that sweet graininess in there, but very little of the metallic flavors that I usually get from a lager. Yeah, I mean it's pretty drinkable, and I'm not a fan of the style per se, but I mean this is a drinkable session in hot weather. This cold totally. Would be good. And a good introduction for craft beer, too, I think.
Yeah.
You want to try to get somebody hooked on something that just that little bit different. This is a good example of kind of starting to bridge the gap a little bit.
Now, when we're talking blondes, I mean, all of our beers today, except for Chris's, is an ale. So the other beers that we're trying are on the lager side. Should we ask the Beer Jargon guy about blondes?
Yeah, let's get a definition from Mr. Beer Jargon on what and the...
From what I've heard, the Beer Jargon guy knows blondes.
And now time for Craft Beer Jargon.
For this week's Beer Jargon, the term is blonde ales. Blonde ales, also called golden ales, range in color from that of straw to golden blonde. But they have a crisp, dry palate, light to medium body, and a light malt sweetness. A low to medium hop floral aroma may be present, but does not dominate. Bitterness is low to medium. Fruity esters may be perceived, but do not predominate. The blonde ales were designed as entry-level craft beer. According to the BJCP, the Beer Judge Certification Program, this category of beer would include modern English summer ales, American Kolsch-style beers, and less assertive American and English pale ales.
See, I told you so.
Nice. Well, there you go. He's a stud.
That Beer Jargon,
guy.
He's got that smooth voice. Knows how to charm the ladies.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all ready to...
Did someone say ladies?
Pair it with something?
Oh, yeah. We need to do that, huh? Let's pair it with something. Yeah,
sure. Mike, I would like to pair this with... Oh, sorry. Oh.
No, it's all good, dude. Go ahead.
You're out of order.
Take over. just run over everything. That's all right. Go ahead.
That's right.
It's not like we have an order to this.
I would like to pair this with some grilled hamburgers off the barbecue. All
right.
Hamburgers and that's it. Some hamburgers. Straight up plain old hamburger with ketchup and mustard.
All right. I'm going to say...
This should wash it down
that's
nicely.
That's actually
I'm
going to
say
one.
That you're wrong.
All right.
I think like a grilled cheese would be good with this. Or maybe even like a chicken pizza with like maybe like a garlic sauce instead of the red sauce. I think that would go all right with this too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking like a turkey club.
Oh
yeah,
with like bacon, and turkey, and little avocado.
See, you got a combination of the bird and the cheese in there. You just paired them both together, and I separated. And, yeah, that was my mistake. And
like a nice salty potato chip to go with it. And...
Yeah, potato chips.
Yep,
that was what I was missing. Potato chips.
I think from now on we got to start having the food pairing winner, and I think Chris won this time.
Sweet. It's got to be something light, you know. I was thinking maybe spicy, but no, this doesn't have enough sweetness and maltiness in it.
Very mild.
Help control the spiciness. This is you probably wouldn't get anything out of this beer if you were having something spicy with it. So,
yeah.
Now you guys ready to scold the listeners?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Hop Topics.
And for our Hop Topics segment this week, go to www.beercoasterspodcast.com/hop-topics.
When you come in on the Hop Topic, we'll come in on the Hop Topic.
Nice.
Next segment.
Sweet.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
First for my tasting flight this week, I have Manchester Brewing Company's Imperial Blonde Ale. It's actually censored Imperial Blonde Ale. This is from Manchester Brewery out of Concord, New Hampshire. Their website is manchesterbrewing.com. The ABV on this beer is 6%. It for ingredients, they use, it doesn't say too much, German malt, and for hops, they use Saaz. Rate beer, rate this a 59 out of 100. The Ahlstrom Brothers, oh, wait a second. Beer Advocate users rate this a B, and the Ahlstrom Brothers have not weighed in on this beer.
And I wonder why it was censored.
Well, interesting note about this beer is it's censored, but what it used to say, or what it says under the censored label, is OMFG. And that apparently was too racy. And they said, I don't know why that, oh, my fairy godmother would be so racy.
Nice.
This is completely overflowed all on my leg. Again?
Nah, baby, that's just sitting.
That's just Imperial Pilsner.
Mike, what are you doing?
I'm pouring
the
beer.
You have your eyes closed when you're pouring your beer?
No.
Seriously. Nobody spills it more than you do. I think you need to work on your technique.
That's true.
Yeah. Your dumping technique.
On next week's episode of the Beer Coasters Podcast, we try pouring with Mike.
Yeah.
So I have a good half a glass of head. It is
nice.
Little, it's yellow in color, almost as yellow
Six fingers.
As the, not quite as yellow as the Shiner, and it's cloudy. There's a good haze to this beer. Lots of carbonation still coming up from the bottom of the glass. It's got some good fruitiness in there. Some like apple. Like a ripe apple, or maybe even like a Granny Smith type apple. It's got that sour note to it. Interesting. I wasn't expecting that. Maybe some toasted malt in there too. Just wait, just a tiny bit here to the head dissipate enough for a
toastedness
sip.
Toastedness and Granny Smith.
Yeah,
it's like an apple pie beer.
Yeah,
minus any of the spices whatsoever. So more just like an apple.
On some toast.
Apple toast, yeah. All right, I'm going to take a sip.
Why don't you do that?
Taking a sip, yeah!
Oh, taste that apple. It's got a...
Taste that apple.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, see?
It's weird. It's malty in the middle, and it like sits like right on your tongue, and there's kind of this like a prickly feeling on the tongue, and there's bitterness comes at the end.
Does it feel imperial?
Well, I mean, as far as a Pilsner goes, it's got some more hoppy bitterness than the Shiner does. I mean, it's definitely a bigger beer, but Imperial, I don't know. But I am really liking the apple notes.
I guess 6% over 4.4 can be considered Imperial.
Yeah.
Sad Pilsner.
You know, this would be one of those, remember the Mission in San Diego? And they had that breakfast dish with the chicken apple sausage?
Yeah.
I think something like a chicken apple sausage would be
Mission good, is the bomb.
If you were to maybe use that chicken apple sausage in another dish, I think it would go well with this beer. I think that it'd be kind of cool to kind of play off the similarity in the flavors there. It's very, very interesting. I wasn't expecting that. I'm also getting
nice,
almost like a candy. Almost smells a little bit like a candy apple as well. Not in the sweetness, nice. But that we that kind of like malted sugar. Yeah, if you get a chance to check it out, Manchester Brewing Company's Censored Imperial Blonde Ale. OMFG.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Oh my god, I swear.
Oh my god, I swear I'm ready.
I swear I'm ready.
Oh all right, god. So this is Toby out in the west, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh my
I
god,
am
it's
trying.
Toby.
That's right. I work for hours in my head. It hits my head. So I'm trying the blonde ale from Mission Brewery out of San Diego, California.
That's right. It's back, bitches. We're bringing San Diego back.
Now this is a Kolsch style ale, which if anybody knows about the Kolsch, it is basically a lager brewed at ale temperatures, kind of like the California Common or steam beer. And this originated in Cologne, Germany. So basically, it can't be an actual Kolsch beer. It has to be a Kolsch style, kind of like Dijon.
Or Scottish style. Or champagne.
Champagne, stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. So they're Mission Brewery. They're out of Chula Vista, California. So it's not actually where I thought it was. You can find them on the internet at missionbrewery.net. This comes in at 5% ABV with 20 IBUs. They use the authentic Kolsch yeast strain along with some noble hops.
It's a very noble hops you have there.
Yeah, a little bit of history on the brewery. It's interesting. I'd like to get a hold of these guys because I know that there's a lot more to the history of the brewery than they explain on their website and on their bottle.
Mission Brewery, but basically more they than say, meets the eye.
They say that after years of destruction and restoration of the brewery, they reopened it in 2007. But on their bottle, it says 1913 to 2007. So apparently where they're brewing now, that brewery has actually been there in Chula Vista since 1913. And they pretty much brew nothing but German-style beers. Rate Beer gave the Blonde Ale 78 out of 199 to style with a B from the Beer Advocate users. Cracking it.
Wow.
I got a 22.
Oh, whoa, he's going with glug. Some mic-style audio on the pour there.
Glug.
I got about three hands of head.
Jeez.
Yeah, too aggressive.
Yeah.
It's even lighter than the Shiner. I mean, this is...
What?
A pale
That's
yellow.
That's not possible.
Yeah.
Not possible.
I mean, it's very, very pale, very clear, very bubbly. The head is a straight white, very egg white, very frothy.
Bubbly blonde.
Starting to dissipate. Very big bubbles, though. It's dissipating pretty quickly. On the news.
Do you see that blonde? She's got some big bubbles.
Yeah, man. Pour a little bit more in here. So on the nose, I get very
head.
Sweet, grassy notes. Yes, Mike?
Or you just said on the nose. And like,
oh, I was
head.
Pretty close to the mic. There's a slight metallic-y
aroma. You're about 3,000 miles
slightly,
away from the
but
mic.
But it's more of a... yeah, very lemon grassy. Let me take a sip. Ooh, I'm getting that apple, Mike.
Nice.
Very dry, crisp, clean mouthfeel. The first thing I picked up on in the flavor was that like Mike always describes, that really ripe apple. Real crisp. It's like you just bit into a
a ripe apple. Not real sweet. It's not like an overpowering apple. It's more of just like a, has those kind of undertones of a like a Granny Smith on the belch.
We might be the only ones who do that. We should start incorporating that into all our tasting. And on the belch.
Just kidding about that belch thing. I'm tasting dinner. Anyway.
Nice.
So yeah, it really, a lot of what I'm picking up on is this apple. It's like an apple skin and a maybe a little bit of honey. A little bit of grassiness, but it's pretty clean and refreshing. Not too bad. I'm not really digging the aftertaste. It kind of leaves a sticky, slightly metallic-y, kind of a little bit of funk kind of aftertaste. For a food pairing, I think that this might actually go pretty good with maybe some bratwurst.
Chocodile?
Yeah. No, it wouldn't go well with chocodile.
We were talking off mic about snack foods, just in case the listeners were wondering where that came from.
You know it goes well with chocodiles? Never mind. Go ahead, Toby.
Yeah, bratwurst, German, like a Bavarian pretzel. Possibly.
Hardy, har.
Anyway, so that's Mission Brewery out of Chula Vista, California. Their blonde ale, Kolsch style ale.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
My aloe plant is
and
jiggling.
For my tasting flight this week, I am trying the Real Ale Fireman's Number 4. This is a blonde ale out of Real Ale Brewing out of Blanco, Texas. Website is www.realalebrewing.com. Style of this beer is an American blonde ale with an ABV of 5.1%, IBUs of 21. This beer uses their house ale yeast and crystal hops. Rate beer rating of 32 out of 100. And the Beer Advocate users give it a B- with nothing from the Alstrom Brothers. I'm going to crack this
bitch. Nice.
Oh, yeah. That sucker is pale.
Oh.
Oh.
Whoa. Watch it there.
Sorry about that. You edit that out, Toby.
Sure I will.
Let's look for that spike. So, it's blonde, clear, very clear. Not quite as clear as the Shiner was, but still pretty fizzy and yellow. I got about a...
Chris, are you saying blondes are clear?
Yes. Got about a half a finger ahead that isn't really going anywhere, but yeah.
Ooh.
On the nose, I instantly get that lager metallic-iness. Now, I know it says that it's a blonde ale. I question that. And I was thinking about it while I was getting this beer. They're called ales in Texas.
Oh, that's right.
And I wonder if that's the issue here.
Well, I mean,
Mike, you should have caught that.
Well, but the thing is, too, though, is even with a lot of these blondes, they're kind of doing that, you know, the Kolsch style, or like we were talking about, like with steam beers and stuff, where they're using lager yeast at ale temperature. So,
what does Beer Advocate have it as?
An American blonde ale.
Oh, see, they've got their own. Yeah.
The taste, I don't get a lot of that metallic-y. Tastes like I expected to. A lot like the Shiner.
Hey, what do you guys say to another blonde that won't give in?
What?
Have another beer.
All right.
That was either a joke or something a date rapist would say.
Oh. That's harsh.
This is actually pretty tasty. You know, I get a lot of those apple notes that you guys were getting in yours. That kind of crispness that you think of with an apple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite get the Granny Smith tartness of it. No, hey, I take that back. I do kind of get that. Did you want to do another? Go ahead, Mike.
Wait a minute.
I know you wanted to do another joke. Go for it.
Well, what do blondes say after sex?
What?
Thanks, guys.
Oh, snap. Dang.
All offended blondes, please go to backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com.
That's right. So this is another fairly drinkable beer in regards to this style. I'm finding the blonde style to be a good alternative to the standard, you know, mass-produced lagers. So far, yeah. They seem to be pretty drinkable and not too harsh.
Yeah, we don't like harsh blondes. We like smooth blondes.
Supple blondes.
Hey, what does a blonde and a beer bottle have in common?
What?
They're both empty from the neck up.
Nice. I thought you were going to say something about sediment on your leg.
Oh. Oh, baby.
Never mind.
That would be bad. They both get sediment on his leg. Nah, baby, that's just sediment. If I was going to do a pairing with this, you know, some roast pork.
Yeah.
I think would really go well. The apple notes in this, I think, would go really well with some roasted pork.
Nice.
That sounds really good. So, yeah, that's the Fireman's Number 4 from Real Ale Brewing out of Blanco, Texas.
Blanco. Pony Rides says, I feel like a hobo camping on a beer crate next to the frozen food sect. Can't believe I took ribs for dinner as bait to go grocery shopping. It's the treat of the week. Treat of the week. It's the treat of the week. Treat, treat. Treat of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline. Yeah.
Bickety bickety. Backwash.
Oh,
yeah.
So here we are in our backwash segment. This is the part of the show where you actually get a voice, as opposed to the Hop Topic segment where you get a voice but just don't feel you need to use it.
Dang.
First bit of backwash we have is from Crazy Dave. He says, okay, so the audio was horrible from the message I left. But I was drunk and leaving backwash, so shut the hell up. Agreed.
Good point.
It was actually my Pechanga Brewfest report, things that I liked, much better layout of the banquet hall, not so crowded this time, tons of chili to eat,
oh.
No limit
That's
on drinks.
Good.
So the lines and the hard close of 5 p.m. are the only things that stop me from drinking. Beers that were new to me that I really enjoyed, Goose Island's Pierre Jacques and Mission Brewery's IPA.
Wow. Nice.
There you go. Once I was done tasting beer, more like once
tasking
I was...
Tasking beer.
Yeah, he says tasking beer. More like once I was pretty toasted, I stuck to my favorites... Mission Brewery IPA, and of course the Stone Sublimely Self-Righteous Ale.
Oh, of course.
So,
Yeah, hopefully most people understood what CD was saying on last week, but if not, that's your little follow up, and we, as always, thank Crazy Dave for giving us those on the spot reports. Yeah. Appreciate
it. He's our coaster in the fields.
Mike, you got something?
Yes. This was some backwash from Jesse Dooley. If you remember last week, we did Clown Shoes Brewery, and that's where Jesse's from. And he left a message and said, "I'm so happy that you guys had an honest, unadulterated review of the beers. It's great when people pick up on things that we're trying to accomplish without tipping the hand, if you will. You guys do a great job regardless of our product. Your show is highly entertaining, to say the least. It's funny hearing yourself, at least for me. I apologize for not being able to meet up, but would love to sit down sometime soon, and I can get you a sample of our new Imperial Amber."
Ooh. Sweet.
Thanks.
Imperial Amber.
And that may be a first. I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, out all over the place, but I'm pretty sure that we got a little inside tip on that. That's their next beer. So that's awesome. Kind of cool. So you heard it here first on the Beer Coasters podcast.
I want to thank Jesse for allowing us to do that. It was really cool. And I still feel surprised when people tell us we know what we're talking about.
I think that was very cool that we actually picked up on some of the things that they were actually trying to achieve in the brewing process. So that's pretty cool. So pat on the back for ourselves.
On that one. So what's this last bit of backwash we have, Toby?
Oh, this last piece of backwash comes from God, and wow. I didn't know that he listened to the show.
He listens to everything.
Oh, that's right, he's always listening. Well, God says, "Did you know why I created blondes?"
Why?
Why?
"Because sheep can't bring beer from the fridge."
That's right, folks. It's our last call segment. Start with some pint ratings. Mike.
Whoa.
Hey, Mikey. All right.
For the Shiner Blonde, I'm giving it a 2.5. I think it was it is decent as far as drinkability. It's decent. It's hard for me to give it an above average, but I guess it was above average in a sense, so maybe I don't really have a. I can't give it a 3 though. I don't know. There's some. I can't give it a 3. It was drinkable. There was a lot less metallic-iness than I expected. But anyway, that's what I give it. I give it a 2.5. So it's my rating, and I'm allowed to rate it however I want. So,
yeah.
For the Manchester Brewing Company Imperial Blonde, Censored Imperial Blonde Ale, I give it a 3.
OMFG, get it right.
I like the beer. It's I was really digging the apple in this. I wish there was some more hop character, especially for an imperial. And when I think of Imperial Blondes, I think of the Sam Adams Imperial Pilsner that I've had once before, and it was kind of a good, crisp, hoppy beer. And I guess that's kind of close to what I was expecting in this, but still, the apple. It's worth getting if you get a chance at least to try it. So, anyway, that's my pay rating for that.
3.
You say 3?
3.
How about you, Toby?
Well, I was actually pleasantly surprised by the Shiner Blonde because I saw it in the store, I picked it up, and I don't really know what I was expecting, but I didn't expect it to. Once I poured it out and once I read about it, I was like, oh, wow, American Pale Lager, ooh, I don't know about this. And once I poured it out and saw, I was like, ah, geez. Well, here we go. And then when I drank it, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought, wow, this is actually not bad. So if I'm going to rate to the style, which is kind of where I'm leaning most towards on this rating, is I'm leaning towards this lager style and how much I actually enjoyed it for being a lager. So I'm going to actually, I don't know, I'm thinking 4, but I might have to just go with a 3.5 because it was good. I wouldn't say I would rush out and buy it again, and I'll probably, you know, drink a couple more out of the 6-pack, but, you know, I'm not going to rush out and pick up the Shiner Blonde, but I did enjoy it. I would say it's enjoyable, so I'm going to go with the 3.5.
Sweet.
For the Mission Blonde, I wasn't as excited about it. Huh?
You made a good point about that with within the style, and I know I used to be kind of strict with the, like, rating within the style, and I think I've started to stray away from that, which is probably why these beers ended up getting lower ratings than they probably should. So I'll try to get back on track and rate to the actual style of what we're doing.
Well, I know it's we're trying not to focus so much on that, but for what it is, you know what I mean? It's and I guess for what I was expecting and how I was pleasantly surprised by it, I think that's kind of why I was a little bit more generous with it than you were. Mm-hmm. On to the Mission Blonde. This one I wasn't digging so much. I mean, I'm drinking it, and it's not horrible. I didn't like the aftertaste. Once I got towards the bottom of the bottle, I got actual sediment in the bottle, and it actually changed the flavor of the beer. It made it almost Hefeweizen-like. It killed all the head, though. But it turned out, towards the bottom of the bottle, actually got a little bit better. So with this one, I think I was going to give it a pretty bad rating, but I think I'm going to go with a 3 on this one. I liked it slightly less than the Shiner, just mainly because that aftertaste. I wasn't really digging the aftertaste too much.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Cool.
Well, for my pint ratings this week, I'm kind of in line with you guys on the Shiner. You know, it's good. It's surprisingly much better than I expected it to be. You know, it's a pretty sessionable beer. I'm gonna go with 3 pints on it. It was, you know, good. Yeah. It wasn't great, but it was serviceable. For the Fireman's Number 4 from Real Ale, I actually like this one a little bit better. I do like those apple notes. There's some interesting things going on there with the sweet and tartness of it that I really liked. So I'm actually going to give that one 3.5 pints. Yeah, good stuff.
Well, you can tell what we like here on the Beer Coasters podcast.
Much better than... Both the beers are much better than I expected them.
Beer Coasters podcast.
They're much better than I expected them to be, because I expected them to be, you know, just busy yellow beers without much flavor.
Well, I think that's what kind of let me down with the Mission was, since I wasn't expecting much, and then I went into the Shiner, and I was like, wow, and then that kind of set the bar, and then with the Mission, I think that kind of hurt it a little bit, because the Shiner was... that much better, I guess.
Any individual shout outs you guys got?
Thanks, Crazy Dave.
Yep. Yeah, and I just wanted to thank Jesse again. That was cool for him to kind of, you know, give his 2 cents on actually listening to the show and enjoying it and giving us some great feedback.
All we ask is that you
to try the
tell some more people Amber and have them listen.
Yeah,
that would be dope.
Well, like we say, tell your friends. But that's later in the show.
Yeah.
Hold on, that's coming. We'll be back in 2 or 2.
Very nice. Toby, any individuals?
Missionbrewery.net.
Cool. And I got realalebrewing.com. So you can also follow us on Twitter. Just go to search for Beer Coasters Pod, or you can search for us on Facebook. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast.
And you can not only follow us, but you can stalk too. We don't mind if you want to stalk us on Twitter or Facebook. Or
just don't tell us about your latest get rich quick scheme. Just think it's really old, really fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really fast. So if you have any comments, suggestions, your favorite beer or bar, let us know. You can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave audio backwash, and that number is 972-914-8502. Be advised, anything you say on the Beer Coasters Podcast will be used on the Beer Coasters Podcast.
And check out our website, www.beercoasterspodcast.com. There's plenty of stuff to see and do on the website. And you can also find us in iTunes, and you can subscribe to the Beer Coasters Podcast right there in iTunes. Super sweet.
And for all your...
The first one to find the secret decoder ring gets a free stein.
Nice.
Keep searching.
Keep searching. If you want to get some cool Beer Coaster swag, like t-shirts or a stein or, I don't know, a baby onesie, just go to cafepress.com/beercoasterspod and check out all the merch that's available from the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Yeah.
Wag.
As always, tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends.
And, told you it was coming.
Get some more listeners. Thanks for listening.
And
thank you.
And don't forget, Aces and Ales. You tell them Beer Coaster sent you, you'll get a free pint. It's true.
Nice.
And the Strong Beer Fest is coming up at Aces and Ales. It's August 13th through 15th. And we'll keep you posted on that. More details coming in the previous or in weeks to come. So support your local brewery. Drink local, because local's fresh. Don't drink and drive, folks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, clink, clink.
Thanks for listening.
Clank.
Taste that, Apple.
Man, do you see that blonde? She's got some big bubbles.